I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
All right, Zone 5 Sports, back in the mix after a week off. I got a lot of topics to cover today. Hoop and Hammer Show, by the way. Hammer, how you feeling?
Plenty of speculation to go on today.
How you feeling, man?
I feel great.
Yeah, I can tell.
1 week hiatus, I'm all right.
All right, kick ass. We got a little NFL, a little Major League Baseball, NBA. We got a lot of stuff we could cover. Hopefully we'll have time permitting. I want to give a shout-out to Fasho. They've been supporting our show, and we definitely support theirs. We got a link to their show on our website. Hook them up with some clips. I don't know. Where do you want to start? Start a little NFL. I got a couple questions for you. Tons of quarterbacks changed teams this week.
Along with your boy.
Who's my boy?
Dante.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't like it.
How's the ass feeling? Just got to put that out there.
Well, I don't think they know what you're talking about.
You lost the thong bet? Remember the Dante day gone before March 20th?
Yes, I am wearing a thong today.
Jumped ship and found a new love boat.
It's not feeling too good. I'll tell you what.
He's going to love being on that love boat in the Caribbean.
He's not going to do any love fests over there, man. He's straight flying from the narrow or something.
Yeah. He's focused. He's determined. He's going to show the Vikes up. Dolphin the Super Bowl.
This is the real deal. Call. Dolphins aren't winning shit. But
Dolphins your new team.
Biggest
now?
Mistake, dude. Biggest mistake.
I think it worked out well for Dante on the Vikes.
Yeah, it did. Not for the Vikes, though, because we don't have a quarterback.
Fans are happy. Brad not Johnson, 7-2 last year.
Why do you always bring that up, man?
Because it was last year.
He did not win the games. Darren Sharper won the games. All right.
Let's put him at fucking quarterback.
No shit. I'd rather have him than fucking Yikes. Brad Johnson.
All right, let's move on. Dante's gone. I'm a happy man.
You're happy, man.
Minnesota's a happy, anyway, happy state.
Which one of the quarterbacks that were picked up in free agency, Dante was a trade? All right, you got the free agents like Drew Brees, Josh McCown,
Kerry Collins.
I don't think he's gone to another team yet.
No, he's still.
But there's a bunch of
that fucking ass Collins
players that have changed teams. Which one are going to make an impact?
Dante, definitely. I think good receivers should be a good fit. Be all right. But there's going to be a lot of turnovers, and Miami's got a good D, but they're going to get worn out at the end of the year. From covering Dante's ass all year for fucking...
for all the picks he's throwing?
Him and his fucking paddle hands fumbling and stumbling the ball, man. So,
paddle hands.
Yeah.
Miami season. I thought he had small hands, dude.
Paddle hands.
Like circus folk, like
I've
a carny.
I've seen that dude. We saw that dude at a Wolves game.
Yeah, we did see
he's
him at a Wolves game.
He's a big fucking dude, man.
He's a big dude. That's what I'm saying. I never understood everybody that always said, oh, he's got small hands.
He just fumbles, man.
Yeah,
paddle hands.
That's all he does.
Paddle hands.
He's got hands like a freaking, what do you call it? The little birds Walrus? That go in the water.
Little
penguins.
The little bird.
I don't know.
Oh, great.
Little birdie came. All right.
Let's go. Let's talk T.O.
I want to. Actually, no. Let's save the T.O. talk because I'm all pissed right. about that one, too. I'm disappointed in Dallas about that one. I want to read a quote to you, though, because this is hilarious. As you know, Vince Young had a little trouble with the Wunderlich test.
What we're talking about.
Couldn't figure it out. And I just want to talk. I just want to read this quote from Jason Whitlock on ESPN.com, page 2. Playing quarterback in the NFL is the equivalent of being in the sack with Jenna Jameson. Oh, everybody wants to do it. But it can be an incredibly humbling and short experience. They're talking about how he's not ready to play quarterback. It's freaking hilarious. So anyway, I just want to get that out
good
there.
Good quote.
Because I thought it was absolutely hilarious. T.O. signed with Dallas this week. Actually, it was what, yesterday?
Yeah.
I cannot fucking believe this guy came to your town... Came to your stadium and slapped you in the face and spit in your face, celebrated on your star.
Exactly.
And you're going to go sign him and suck his dick. What the fuck? Can you believe it?
Here's the deal.
What's the deal?
His first touchdown, is he going to go out to the star?
We bring up Audacity and see if he sounds good on there.
Oh, what the hell?
Well, I'm trying to make
Cut
sure
me off, bitch.
Go ahead, man.
We're rolling.
All right.
Anywho, is he going to go to the star? First touchdown, spike the ball.
Probably.
Put his arms up.
All I'm saying.
They're going to love him, too.
Where's the principalities
of it all? They're going to love him.
Where's the principalities of it all, man?
They're going to love him.
Someone comes here and spits on your face. Y'all, here, take my
Come
wife.
Come on in.
You know?
Exactly.
What the
but
fuck?
You got Jerry Jones. He's a kooky fucker.
Yeah.
You and he ain't right in the head. And then you got T.O. And he ain't right in the head. Now you're going to have the cake eater throwing to the prima donna.
Who's the cake eater?
Bledsoe. Yeah, dude, he's going to tear that fucker up.
Who's going to tear who up?
T.O. He's going to be crying on the sideline. I'm so sorry, man.
Bledsoe's going to be crying.
I never signed up for this shit. It's going to be awesome.
Oh,
and
I'm
Bill
not...
Parcells, his heart's going to blow up. And his pacemaker's going to shoot out
thought,
of his
He thought chest. Keyshawn was high maintenance.
Exactly. But it should be interesting. Makes him a good team, though. T.O.'s a great talent, man. You can't deny it. But
I can't.
Is he going to be right the whole year?
Check this out, though. So you're saying, like, okay, when Randy Moss went to Green Bay and freaking fake moon them or whatever, you think they'd sign him the next year or the next couple years after that? Hell no, they wouldn't.
I don't think that was as big a factor as the T.O. debacle.
What do you mean, big a factor? Either way.
Moss just mooning the crowd, fake mooning?
Yes.
Compared to what T.O. did last year?
Yes. Dude, it wasn't last year. It was like 2 years ago.
Dude's a nutbag. He didn't play last year. The team sat him.
That's why I'm saying it was like a couple years ago when he was still in San Francisco.
It's not like the Randy Moss incident.
Why isn't it? It's a slap in the face.
That was just fun.
And that wasn't?
No. T.O. burned his team, man.
What?
He laid down on his team.
What? But you're not even following along with the fuck I'm saying.
I don't even know what the fuck you're saying.
Exactly. You don't fucking listen to me, man. I'm saying him going and celebrating on the star in Dallas Stadium twice.
The star.
Okay,
that's going to be fun.
This fucker's not letting me talk, man. That was twice where he slapped the fucking team in the face and kind of spat in the face of the city. And now you sign him to a contract? Saying, yeah, well, we'll welcome you in. We'll give you a big hug.
The city didn't sign we'll him, but Jerry Jones did. I don't know. I'd like to read a Texas paper and see what they have to say.
What I'm saying,
T.O. coming back.
What I'm saying is that Green Bay would never sign Randy Moss after the shit he pulled. This is fucking stupid for Dallas to do this. Welcome him with open arms.
But it's Jerry Jones, man.
I'm just saying.
You know what's kind of weird? You got to cut Keyshawn so you can sign T.O. because those two fuckers aren't going to get along in the locker room.
Fuck no, they'd be brawling.
It's amazing. It's like they're two good receivers. Why don't they just get together and fucking tear it up?
Keyshawn would donkey punch that fucker. Look here, young
Where's
fella.
Where's Keyshawn going?
Fuck, he's not going. He's done.
All right. And then, are you going to take him back?
Back to Dante. My theory on the whole Dante and the email situation, the boy was hammered. He's drinking 40s with his boys.
You know what I should do?
You know what? Fuck it. I'm emailing him.
Check this shit out. They're going to print this tomorrow. Click.
Oh, shit. I shouldn't have sent that.
Shit.
Michael Bennett got signed by the Saints.
Yeah.
You think he's going to produce?
No, he's still back out behind Deuce.
Yeah, but do you think? I think he's going to. I still think, and this still pisses me off, and not to stick on the Vikes, because we're trying to cover everything, but okay, how do you have Michael Bennett, who's got world-class speed, Randy Moss, one of the greatest receivers to ever play the game. Dante Culpepper, who I think was a top five quarterback. I know a lot of people don't agree with me. How do you have those three on your offense and not produce with them?
Well, Bennett was hurt a lot. And Moss got hurt. Dante got hurt. When they were all together, it was great, man. We were rolling.
I just think that our offensive coordinators and coaches and stuff sucked.
Yeah.
And I think that's half the reason we sucked.
That's why we got to look forward to this year.
And I'm pissed. Because the Vikes haven't picked up anybody big in free agency. They picked up a bunch of mediocre players. So I'm worried because you got a coaching staff. None of them have ever coached their position or coached their level that they're going to be coaching this year. Like the offensive coordinator was never an offensive coordinator, defense coordinator.
The head coach was never a head
coach. The head coach was never a head coach.
But
so you got this going down the coaching staff. Yeah. So I think they're out coaching themselves with picking up in free agency.
Thinking themselves.
Exactly.
New owner. It's like, I fucking know everything.
Let's just fucking go off the board. Yeah.
It sucked. We let Williams go. Brian Williams.
Brian Williams, yeah.
Well, I didn't like that.
He went out. He wanted out anyways.
Yeah, but that sucks, man.
Yeah, it does.
And now, you know what? The Vikes could take all these picks we got in the first and second rounds. You know, we got one first rounder, two second rounders.
Yep.
Get up in the draft, and we're taking fucking...
Liner?
I'd rather have Vince Young. Because that hurts going with the first pick. Dude, or the second pick.
I don't know.
We could probably get up to the third pick, and we could take old boy.
Why do you
Let
want
him sit on the bench for a year and learn? If he's a slow learner, give him a chance to learn. Spell Jello.
Spell Jello. What's 2 + 2? Jello.
Jeez. Man.
No, man.
But I can see Mike's doing that.
Well, we'll see.
Our backup quarterback spot needs to be filled.
Crickets.
Yeah,
I can't talk, dude. You won't let me talk. All right,
get off the Vike shit.
It's about time you freaking spoke up.
God,
let's talk a little Major League Baseball. Let's start with the fucking World Baseball Classic. Who the hell's in this thing anyways?
Not anymore, since USA got beat by
You're telling me you're watching it?
Our friendly friends of Mexico.
Friendly friends.
Our friendly
our NAFTA friends. Our NAFTA members. trade members.
What's up?
It's cool. You actually watched it? You're telling me you watch it?
I watched USA play.
Yeah, that's couple about
games,
it, though.
Two games, but not much.
What does it mean? What nothing. The fuck is the World
absolutely
Baseball Classic?
Nothing.
Exactly.
But it's an international thing.
Yeah, we got okay, outside, which is upsetting.
All right.
I got a question for you here. Barry Bonds, all right, man. All right. We talk about him every week because he comes out with shit every week, but there's been a couple books now came out that he's got all this steroid scandals going on. And Bud Selig's talked about investigating Barry Bonds.
Have him be about it then.
Does he have the huevos?
The huevos, exactly.
He don't have the fucking balls. But Selig's Barry's bitch.
But look at what Selig is saying, all right? And kind of what everybody is saying. What's Barry that? Bonds did steroids when there was no drug policy.
Right.
All
right?
And a lot of other players did it too, not just Barry. So don't single out one player.
Speaking of which,
go after all of them.
I hear you there.
But yeah. They didn't cheat.
You see, dude?
Alright, go ahead.
We gotta crank that up. Turn that volume switch up there all the way. Turk Wendell came out too this week saying Sammy Sosa had to have used steroids. It's like, how could he go from 30 home runs a year to 60 in like one season?
Right.
And he used to, I guess you he played,
McGuire,
he was on Sammy's
team. Your Giambis, your Frank Thomas, Griffin.
Well, Frank Thomas was always big.
Ramirez, Rodriguez, I mean, all these big power hitters, even Pujols, you know?
Yep. But then
all
now,
these guys, get them all.
But then all of a sudden, Sammy's like, I don't think he's on a team this year. I think
no,
he's sitting at
retired.
Home.
No, he retired.
Did he officially retire?
I think he officially retired.
There's a lot of players, though, that were just awesome. Next thing you know, as soon as the steroid thing came out, they're just mediocre players.
But you kind of look at what happened last
year. Like
Giambi. Last year, a lot of pitchers got caught. So once you start to look at the Clemens, the Johnsons, the Martinez.
Pitchers got caught what?
Using steroids.
What?
Or what's his name?
Juan Rincon did, but I never heard anybody else.
There was some other pitchers, too. Along with, like, the little leadoff hitters with steroids. It's like, what the fuck? So, that's the thing. You should probably investigate all of baseball.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It needs to
you
be
just
the
can't single out Barry.
Well, that's why they're testing. No, but Barry's the highest profile player.
He is.
And there's, when there's, like you always say, when people are talking, all this talk, all this speculation, there's got to be some truth behind it.
Exactly.
So, there's a lot of speculation.
You know, I'm not saying I don't. Okay.
Dude
sorry.
Just cuts me off.
I'm sorry.
So there's all the speculation. There's two books come out saying that he's doing this, he's doing that. They have to investigate it. And obviously he done something.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
like I said, he still admitted to using the clear.
Yeah. So, well, yeah.
What were
you
fix gonna
say? Your knee up because he hits home runs with his fucking knees.
Hey, dude, however you get in your system. So if he's injecting between his toes like your mama does.
Nice.
Is that cool?
Yeah, I hear you.
Nice. Well done, Oz. Well done. So is there any other MLB talk you want to talk?
No, it'll be interesting to see what Selig does with fucking Barry. You know, it's talking about a suspension now this year.
Yeah,
for
I don't
caught for something there was no policy for. It's like going forward, yeah, if you get caught using steroids, boom, you're caught. It's done. It's clear cut. We're going to asterisk everything you fucking got.
I agree.
You know?
I agree with you there. You can't do that. You can't go back and say, well, we think you did it this year.
Test that fucker every day.
Yeah.
You know what's sad?
I don't think he's doing it now, though, but.
You know, you hear all this talk about, you know, he did it because he was jealous of McGuire and Sosa hitting home runs and he wanted to be able to that. He would have been a Hall of Famer no matter what.
Yeah, because he would have had
if
still
he retired,
30 home run seasons and everything
right.
and high average and good
defense. He
could have
retired 8 years ago and been a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
first
right.
ballot.
First ballot.
Now it'll take him a while to get in. It's like, hey,
if he
yourself.
Even gets in. Even it gets in. I feel bad, but, I mean, he brought the shit on himself.
Yeah.
It's fucking ego,
he's on
man.
A tear in spring training right
is
now.
Is he?
3 bombs, 10 RBIs.
Nice.
In the last few games.
Nice.
He's like, yikes.
He found a new designer steroid.
A better one. He's like,
he
got
a new steroid. He's not going to get busted.
No, he's not.
All right, we could go to NCAA basketball now, but neither one of us really know that much about it. I think it's kind of panned out to where most of the teams that were expected to win have won. It's been a lot of close calls. I've seen a lot of close games with, like, Gonzaga getting almost beat,
stuff
like
stash.
That. Fuck the stash guy. Fucker. Hopefully
if
we'll
you
get
want to talk NIT, the not important tournament. All right.
Yeah, the Gophers, what, they lose in the second round?
I don't know.
At least I don't fucking know.
A rat's ass.
I don't know.
Tournament sucks.
But we'll wait, and, you know, the Sweet 16's been determined, hasn't it, for the NCAA? So
they're playing today for the other half.
playing today for the other half of it.
Thanks for chirping in, Oz.
So we got some time here. The NCAA is going to pan itself out. And if you really want a really good bracket breakdown, go to For Show, the Cardinal Dave.
Has a
really good breakdown of the NCAA basketball. They know their shit
over there.
They got
Duke going all the way, right?
What's up, brother?
He hates Duke so bad, it's fucking crazy, dude.
Going to the top.
He doesn't even like the coach of his own college team because the motherfucker went to Duke. The Blue Devils. Yeah, he hates those motherfuckers.
Blue Devils.
All right, let's roll on to NBA. We're not going to talk Timberwolves because they fucking talk.
7-game losing streak.
We're going lottery, baby. Lotto. Did you hear me? Lotto.
In Wolves' luck, we'll get the last pick in the draft. In the lotto, you pick last.
That happened to
that
us.
That sucks, exactly.
One year we had like the most ping pong
got
balls
the fifth
or whatever.
Pick or something?
Oh, it was close to last. It was ridiculous.
And we'll take fucking Christian Laettner at the fifth pick.
Who are you imitating there?
Any
of them?
Christian Laettner.
Oh, no, that's awesome. Well, anytime they got to do the freaking ping pong balls behind the screen, there's some shit going on. Yeah, fucking
your boy
bastards.
Stern fucking rigging the league.
I think Detroit's actually lost a few games, man. Sorry, fellas. I know for sure it's freaking
still the
pissing
best,
you off. But
still the best record in the league, though.
Yeah, they're still the best team in the league, too, I think. The most solid team.
Should we talk a little Starberry?
Starberry, we can do that.
Larry Brown has had problems with the answer. Starberry. Did he have problems with...
I'm sure he did. He had
in
to have
Indiana
problems.
With, like, Terrell Brandon or something?
Indiana?
I don't know.
He's always had problems because he's a hard-nosed coach, man, and today's players don't like that. No. They're not up for that. They're pampered millionaires. They're not going to want someone to grind him into the ground, even if he does know what he's talking about, because Larry Brown's obviously one of the best coaches ever.
He is, dude.
So,
you know, it's like, why wouldn't you listen to a guy
I'm
like
fine
that?
With that, as long as he comes to Minnesota afterwards because of that shit.
Shit.
You don't want him here?
We want a Starberry in Minnesota back?
Yeah, I want him back, dude. God, I don't have a player like
him. You know that sucked, dude? Those commercials with Stephon and Garnett?
Which ones?
When they were here together.
What were they about?
He's like,
ooh,
the calendar. And he's all totally nude.
Who was nude?
The women on the calendar.
Really?
You don't remember the...
Hell no.
You don't remember that commercial?
Break him out.
KG was all
break
totally
him
out. Nude.
Nice.
Awesome. God, I'm going way back.
Yeah, you are. I got to tell you, though, like, one of the players that have excited me lately in NBA, Dwayne Wade, dude. That dude is good. He's coming out. He's going to be one of the best players. He's already, I think, one of the top 5-10 players in the league. The guy, he just can take over a game now.
The old rickety fucker's lighting it up, too. Jason
Who's the
Kidd.
Old rickety?
He's almost averaging a triple-double for a week, and they asked him, how was it? And he's like, I can't believe Oscar Robertson did it for a full season because it's almost impossible.
He Oscar Robertson averaged a triple-double for a whole season?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
And Jay Kidd, she's doing it for a week.
That's
and
still
he's old as hell, man.
That's amazing, too, man, even for a week.
Yeah. God, it would be nice to have
I think KG maybe a triple-double, like, 15 in a year.
Jason Kidd's got to be in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. Kidd's
like
one of the best.
Third all time.
Yeah, he's money. He's money.
Let's move on. NHL?
I got to tell you, check this out, dude. This is kind of a cool stat. Even though the Wild suck right now, there was a game between the Islanders and the Devils, and 50% of the players were from North America, or from the U.S.
Devils?
No, 50% overall.
Oh.
20 of the players from both teams were from the U.S., and 7 of them were from Minnesota.
Nice.
Hockey Town, baby. I know Detroit,
What's
you guys.
Much love. What's up?
Actually, you know what? Hockey Town is Detroit. You guys got Hockey Town, but we got the state of hockey. What's up, bitches?
We're the land of 10,000 rings.
Recognize.
Clink.
Clankety clank. All right. But anyway, the Wild suck. And this.
Why would you say the Wild suck, man? They're over 500.
Because, man, we are not scoring enough goals to help out our defense.
Well, I think playing in our division really hurts our team because it's so good.
Well,
okay.
Then get better.
I agree totally. But they're not. They suck. They're a good team.
They're all right. They're a young team. They're coming out.
I didn't like the trades that happened in the last few days. Martin Scola, though, I read, has played the second most games at defense in a row in all
what
the
do you
league.
Mean? Like this season?
Consecutive. 300
awesome.
And something, whatever.
Yeah, I heard he's pretty solid. I've heard he's pretty solid.
Well, I still like Willie Mitchell.
Yeah,
Much
I love
brother.
Willie Mitchell.
Good luck. Win the Stanley Cup, bitch.
Biatch. I don't know.
That brings us into our thong bet. Let's roll this. All right,
that does bring us into our thong bet.
Let me start this out by saying Jaromir Jagr just scored his 100th point Saturday night, and I present the thong bet of Jaromir Jagr will have 110 points by next Sunday. Yeah, I think he has three games we saw.
The Hoop has accepted this thong bet.
Excellent.
So he's got 100 points today.
Yep, he'll have 110
points
by
next Sunday by the time we do the show.
He had 4 points last night, a goal and 3 assists, so it's not looking too good for you, buddy.
That's pretty bad.
Who's he playing? Fire, and he's back. It's nice to see Jagr back, man.
It is,
man.
He
had a couple off years, and he was awesome, dude. He was explosive.
He's one of the most exciting players to watch.
Yeah.
That guy
after Gretzky fucking got done, it's like,
that
who
dude
we got?
Could dangle through anything, man.
Is that how it goes? Awesome.
Sweet. Yeah, dude. I
love
him.
We got thong.
Got thong, man. It's on. And speaking of hockey, I got to say, I got to give a shout out to my boys, the Piranha hockey team. We lost again, but it was still a really good game. We skated well. We played good defense, and it was solid, and the score did not reflect the game. We lost 8-2. We lost 8-2. Score did not reflect how the game came out.
Did you score?
And I scored a goal.
At home.
I ended the freaking drought that I've had.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
It's been pretty bad. So I got 3 goals on the season in like 6 games. Yeah.
Sweet, you're on fire.
But my boy Ryan Brittenall, we call him Bubba.
Maybe we'll trade you for Martin Skula.
He's still lighting the lamp. I wish we get Skula on our squad.
Shut up.
Shit.
All right.
Let's
give props to the Gopher hockey team. Awesome game Friday night.
Awesome
Unbelievable.
Game.
Down 5-2. Came back, tied it. Lost in overtime. That was probably one of the greatest games I've ever seen in my life.
Was it really?
Yes.
Someone was telling me that when Ryan Poltoni scored maybe it was a game-tying goal or something like that.
14 seconds left in the game.
To tie it up.
Unbelievable.
That the place was louder than like when we went to the NCAAs or something like that.
Yeah, so 19,000 in the XL that night, a record. It was unbelievable. Boop. What's up? Much love.
Much love to them. Hopefully they can turn it around because they've had, obviously they lost the third place game too, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
So
they got shot out 4-0.
Yeah, dude.
They're saving it for the big one.
They did not fare well.
Did you know the Gophers have never won the NCAA championship game and the national championship in the same season? It was either vice versa. So
thank you, Mr. Science. You fucker.
I had to put that out there.
I guess so.
It's a big stat.
You couldn't wait till I was done talking to put it out there?
What you got?
I don't know. Fuck, I can't remember
now. Hit the fucking crickets.
He don't have them ready. Jesus. Yeah, nice. All right, dude. That's cool. I hope they pull it together because they had a couple bad games. I hope they pull it together in the NCAAs where it really counts because WCHA, whatever. It's cool.
Turn it on, boys.
It's cool. But NCAA is the shit. Boxing. I want to talk a little boxing with you.
Holy crap.
Okay. I think boxing's a joke.
It is.
Did you see that the... James Tony Hasim Rahman.
Rahman or whatever his name is.
Ramada Inn. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They came to a fucking draw. Dude, boxing is so shady right now. You got three governing bodies. No, there's no good heavyweight out there.
It's like everybody's waiting for that next big boxer, and he hasn't come in the last 10 years.
No, you know, nobody since freaking Tyson, dude.
You know, exactly.
Lennox Lewis.
Anybody else that comes out after Tyson, though, has a huge shadow to him.
Yeah.
I mean, holy
Lennox
shit.
Lewis was an awesome champ. I mean, obviously he dominated. I mean, he was champ for a long
time.
I like
watching Lennox, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not...
Not Tyson-like.
He's not an entertaining heavyweight, you know what I mean?
$800 on pay-per-view to see a fight that lasted 8 seconds. I'd buy it!
But, dude, there hasn't been an exciting champ
since
Tyson.
No.
And there hasn't even contenders, and that's what I'm saying. Like, Lennox Lewis had a good run.
Holyfield had his run.
But who the hell was he fighting? Nobody's.
No.
Holyfield
agree,
was
man.
Old, so he, you know, he was
Ford
solid.
Had his little run there, too, but I like watching Foreman fight. Dude, that fucker's old, man. Hit him on the head with a cane and that rifle.
Throw your walker at that motherfucker. Yeah, 50-year-old
awesome.
Dude come out and come back and...
Hit you on the top of head and you
and
get
compete,
knocked out.
Compete in the heavyweight division. It tells you how fucking weak it
awesome.
Is, man.
Yeah, there's nothing there, man.
The whole thing's shady. I think they need to just one belt... One governing body.
But how much boxing do you watch to see any young kid that's, you know,
I
Tyson
don't.
Started in the Olympics, Holyfield started in the Olympics. Maybe we'll see somebody in this Summer Olympics that's like, sweet.
Well, there's
everybody
a couple guys coming up
catch
in,
on,
from the Olympics,
you know,
but...
Oscar De La Hoya is gone, you know, everybody like
yeah,
watching
dude.
The fucking...
My boy Roy Jones Jr. is just going downhill.
Yeah,
I
and
still,
he couldn't make the jump to heavyweight.
He
so.
Was one of the only people, he did make the jump to heavyweight.
He did,
beat,
but...
John Ruiz.
Didn't last.
Well, that's not his natural weight class,
you
man.
Know?
He's going way out of it.
Fighting in his own class because he was fun to watch. That dude rocked. All right.
Roy Jones Jr. is the best.
Yeah.
He was always my pound for pound best fighter ever, but whatever.
Oh, we won't get into that.
All right. I want to talk one more thing, and then we're going to play a little game with the hammer called Word Association.
We got to get Jackal, too. Don't forget that.
That's what...
Okay.
I got a couple more things, then. I want to find out from you who the best MC ever was, the best rapper.
Best rapper ever?
Yes.
Crickets.
Wow, I already got mine.
Dude, you got me. Slick Rick.
Slick Rick?
No, not the greatest ever.
You just told me last week.
I know.
All right, hold up. Last week you said it was Too Short, right?
No.
Yes, right? You said yes,
I said Ice-T.
No, you did not say Ice-T.
Yes, I did.
And Ice-T is a fucking... Nah, fuck Ice-T. Ice-T's cool, but LL Cool J is the best MC rapper ever, man.
Ever.
Longevity.
Longevity. I also said Run DMC, too.
No, you can't say that. They don't have longevity, man. And Run DMC is a group. They're not one person.
I bet you Will Smith has sold more records than fucking your boy L.
Will Smith. He don't got a cuss in his rap. Well, I do, so fuck him and fuck you, too.
Fuck you, man. Fuck
what up, Am? All right, man. We're just... All right, agree to disagree.
I know. I can't believe you brought that back up.
It's a metaphor.
We're gonna fucking go back over.
So who are you coming out with, then? Who's your boy? Will Smith?
My favorite rapper ever?
It would
have to be Too Short. You? Best rapper ever?
Are you listening to me?
Most records sold?
Who's the best rapper ever, in your opinion? Let it fly.
I don't know.
Confused. Let it fly.
I'm torn.
Don't
like
say Snow.
Too Short. I got Too Short.
Yes.
And then Dig a Lot of Beastie Boys.
Dig a lot of Beastie Boys.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, but those Rocks. That's a group.
That's a
Snoop.
Group.
Snoop is money. Snoop has had a very, very good career, but he doesn't have the longevity that LL had.
He had a very, very good career. I like that Snoop-a-loop.
It's a great Bring hat, your right? green hat. Motherfucker.
Let's move on, Jack.
Yeah, we should, since you don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly.
Jack Hole of the Week. All right, I got mine.
I got LL Cool J right now. I changed all my answers.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I got Jerry Jones for signing T.O. I got Bud Selig for just being a pussy. It's like, just give it up, man. Put somebody else in charge.
He's been our jackhole before, though.
I know.
He just is.
He is like a number one jackhole ever of all time in the history of fucking man. Bud fucking Selig. Fuck you.
We need that sound clip, too, the fucking donkey. Yeah, dude, Jerry Jones is I got two, so that makes Jerry Jones jackhole of the week.
It's official, man.
It's official. Jerry Jones has been the Hoop and Hammer Show's jackhole of the week.
We could be eating a plate crow on this one if Dallas does really well and T.O. lights it up.
They need more. Drew Bledsoe is freaking going downhill.
Yeah, that dude's
He's old. Done. He's just old.
T.O.'s going to eat him up.
All right.
And your other one was Bodie Miller again?
Bodie Miller was going to be, but then Jerry Jones stepped up to the plate and signed fucking Terrell Owens after he shat on their star. And Bodie Miller was going to be just because he's sitting there after he got his ass whooped at the Olympics talking about, oh, the people that are making these comments about me not winning don't really know the sport. They don't know why I clipped my knee on the gate and all this shit. Whatever, man.
The world don't care. Lost. The world don't care. And the country's pissed.
Seriously, anybody who watches sports, all they care about is winning.
Yep.
Seriously, I don't care if you went and played hard.
Smelly pirate hooker.
Awesome. Let's kick ass. All right, last part of the show here. We're going to do a little word association with the hammer. So I'm going to say a word, and I want you to say first thing that comes to your mind.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
For shizzle.
Dangerous.
Is that a word? Dangerous? Why dangerous?
I don't know.
That's cool. Whatever. All right, second word. Bud Selig.
Jackal of all time. Only one word, right?
No, you can say whatever you want. Whatever comes to your mind. Just sentence, whatever. Steroids.
Make them legal or ban them for good.
Make them legal. I didn't say marijuana. I said steroids, dude. That's awesome. Terrell Owens.
Way to get signed, you got played.
He got played.
Dude, he's not going to get paid. He's going to bitch again.
Oz's mama.
Oz's mama. Talked to her last night.
I was expecting the dice click. Yeah, I fucked her.
I fucked her.
I need some
poo. Awesome. I think that's all I got. You got anything else?
Word association.
It's
kind of weird. I don't feel right.
You don't feel right now?
No.
You had to think too much, didn't you?
I feel good.
Right on. Drink that booze. Mm-hmm. All right, man. I think we're done for this week. You got anything else to add there, Hammer?
For sure. We'll get you a clip. Get that moneymaker rolling.
The money rolling.
So, we got to go live. We got to go nationwide.
Nationwide. Much props to their boys.
I think they're playing us over Baghdad right now. Just to piss them off.
To the troops.
Driving them crazy.
Spirit up the troops. All right, man. We'll holler at you next week. Hopefully we'll get a Fear the Stash update with the NCAA tournament.
Fuck the Stash. Fuck basketball.
Fuck him right in his fucking ass.
Twist it off.
All right, man. We're out.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you just kiss my left nut?
Drums, please.
Behold, Simi, life, real life, a thing that we have been denied for far too long. Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, fuck you!
Yes! Yes! Fuck you too!
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a...